basic service of electricity and water. And if you've ever been through a blackout, maybe you have a similar experience. So as Sybil said, it's important for us to become aware of the infrastructure that powers our lives. And it's important for us to participate in it somehow. Maybe just gaining awareness is enough. But some people may want to run for office or take a tour of the wastewater treatment plant or teach a local community group about what's happening. I mean, just get involved somehow. I really liked this quote that Sybil finished the book on, this Jane Jacobs quote, which I'll read again. Cities have the capability of providing something for everybody only because and only when they are created by everybody. And I feel like Jane was reminding us that we all have a role in creating cities which require infrastructure. And when there are players, let's say, that have power to participate and they opt out, that can create problems. And here, just to cut to the chase, I'm thinking of companies that do not pay their taxes that would otherwise go into funding things like better urban infrastructure. I remember years ago, I had Carolyn Chen on the show talking about her book, Work, Pray, Code. And we talked about how these companies, among other things, were not participating so much in the communities outside of their corporate walls. These are in the big tech companies in Silicon Valley. They would, for example, they would use their own private buses to bus people from San Francisco down to their campuses rather than encouraging people to use public transit. And an outcome of that is that since the companies were not paying taxes and they weren't asking their employees to participate in the public infrastructure that taxes would be paying for, they were like hermetically sealed kingdoms, and the public infrastructure at that time when Carolyn's book came out was really suffering in the Bay Area because the tax base was drying up because these giant companies were not paying taxes. And so going back to Jane Jacobs' quote, this only works if it's created by everybody. It's not just for everybody. It has to be created by everybody. And when you have the most powerful companies in the world, arguably in history, that are refusing to pay taxes, then our infrastructure that all of us rely on is vulnerable. And that becomes even more important as we go into this digital age. And this is something that Sybil did not get into in his book, but the rise of cybersecurity threats, because a lot of these pieces of infrastructure are online, and that leaves them vulnerable to hacks from malicious outside groups. There was a show I did a while back talking about Nicole Perlroth's book on cybersecurity. The book is called This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends. If you're interested, you should take a look. But there's a story from 2013, when there's a dam in upstate New York, just, I don't know, 20 miles north of New York City, and I think it's in Rybrook. And there was one day, people noticed that, I guess the team that manages the dam noticed that their digital systems at the dam that control whether the dam is up or down, the controls were acting strangely. The digital systems, something wasn't right with the digital systems. And it turns out that the dam had been hacked. And it turned out later, after some investigation, that it was Iranian hackers had taken over the dam. And if I remember right, I believe Perlroth talked about this in the book. But the analysis afterwards, whether it was Perlroth or someone else, was basically that the Iranian hackers were sending us a signal. We can take over this dam if we want. And so be on your guard. And so that's really the nightmare scenario, that we have all this infrastructure and it's not being properly maintained because our own big tech companies are not paying their taxes, and there are malicious actors outside that then are able to infiltrate our vulnerable systems because they're online and do damage to us. My point is that infrastructure matters, and it's going to continue to matter. And so conversations like this are really important, and they do tie into the digital technology that I cover in most other weeks. I hope you have found this helpful, friends. If you want more information, go to tectonic.fm, T-E-C-H-tonic.fm. You are listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Until I see you next time, friends, I do have a little bit of homework for you. I want you to avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. We're going to go out to a new song by Adrian Carter called Squares. Have a good day, everybody, and I'll see you next time.
I was like, what? Are you playing at? And why is it so difficult? Carry on.
And good evening, friends. Welcome to another exciting installment of It's Complicated, an hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. My name is Dave Mandel. I host this program. I'm here every Monday evening at this time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Jersey City time. Thanks for joining me this evening. Always excited to dive into another hour of this stuff. We're going to start tonight's show with some French music, music from a group called, well, they were originally called Art Moulu Très Fin, spoken in a hybrid French-English, French-American accent there, and later shortened their name to Art Moulu. And we're going to hear a track that they recorded for, so there was a label called Recommended Records, which was Chris Cutler's record label. And drummer Chris Cutler and sort of founder spearheaded the Rock in Opposition group, and he had a label called Recommended Records. Recommended later morphed into Ray Records, or however you want to pronounce it, R-E Ray Records, and then later further morphed into RER Records, which I think still exists. Really, really good label, naturally. And at one point in the 90s sometime, What Ray Records did was they had a quarterly, what would you call it, like a magazine. I mean, there were albums, and they decided to do quarterly releases of compilation albums. And they were great. Naturally, it went on for. I should have been prepared with this figure. I don't have it. It went on for a few years, let's say, and they did release these albums quarterly. So there was, you know, volume one, number one, volume one, number two, and so on and so on. All right, and naturally, great music on these things. They're still out there floating around. If you hunt for a copy, you should be able to find one, and. We're going to hear a track from volume 1 number 4 of the Ray Records quarterly, and again we're going to hear this French group Art Moulu Trefin. This was released in I'm looking at it, 1986. Did I say 90s? Boy, was I wrong. I guess you know, mid to late 80s is when the quarterly series started. Anyway, Art Moulu Trefin from the Ray Records quarterly volume 1 number 4.
Thank you.
And music there from the French group Art Moulu Tréfin, who later shortened their name, but had not yet shortened their name at that point. Again, that's a track on the compilation or sampler, Ray Records Quarterly, Volume 1, Number 4. Again, started, I guess, in the mid to late 80s and went on for a while. Chris Cutler really is just an incredible figure. Really, we have a lot to thank him for in the world of Prague, post-Prague, and just generally experimental music. Recommended Records, the label I mentioned earlier, which he founded, was initially a distribution service. It wasn't a proper label. It was just he had a catalog and he distributed a lot of experimental, mostly European music that was very hard to find, and really just has done an incredible, incredible amount over the years for spreading this music around. Excuse me while I clear my throat. Oh, yeah. And this was one of those efforts, that quarterly series. Okay. We're going to hear now from an Italian group. Here's my pen. And this is a group called Maxophone. They were active in the mid-70s, big surprise. And interesting group, instrumentally interesting group. They played lots of instruments, more instruments than even in a typical prog group, I would say, including vibes and whatnot. I guess they were vaguely similar to Gentle Giant in that way, where they played loads and loads of unconventional instruments. Anyway, we're going to hear a track from the self-titled album they released in 1975. I think I said that already. And this is Maxophone. We'll be right back. Oh boy, music from Venezuela there. We heard a group called Estructura from Venezuela and an album, a track from a self-titled album released in 1980, a track called Arco Iris or Arco Iris, I don't know, and which coincidentally is the name of a band that I played on the show a couple of weeks ago, a prog band that I played a couple of weeks ago, but no relation. I think it just means rainbow in Spanish, if I'm not mistaken. The band name is Estructura, and we are going to move on. I'm trying to decide what to do next. All right, let's go with this. I'm going to play, I just discovered this recently, and I don't know how I didn't know about it sooner, but we're going to hear something from Eberhard Schoener, a German electronic musician who's put out many, many, many records, and he apparently in the late 70s, maybe 1978 or so, I'm going to say, he did a record with a couple members of The Police, the band The Police, Sting and probably Andy Summers. I think Sting and Andy Summers. Although the drummer, I think Stuart Copeland, also played with him at some point. So he played with all The Police. Okay, let's just leave it at that. But he recorded an album with a couple of them, and before they were really very famous, you know, hugely famous, and it was a record called Video Magic, an album called Video Magic, and some years, which I don't have a copy of, and I haven't been able to, I haven't been able to find a copy of it. But some years later, I think around 1986, when the police were huge, right? You know, suddenly like one of the biggest things in the world, the Scherner's record label, of course, reissued the record and prominently featured the names of the police on the cover. So it's billed to. So when it was released, they released basically kind of a twofer, an album that was tracks from two albums. That one that I just mentioned, which is called Video Magic, and another one called Flashback. And this time, you know, in big letters, they put Sting and Andy Summers' name on the cover. So we're going to hear, that's the like long-winded, boring story behind the record we're going to hear. We're going to hear a track from the original album, but what I have is the reissue, which is called Music from Video Magic and Flashback, okay? So this is the reissue that came out, you know, to sort of capitalize on the police's fame. We're going to hear a track called Speech Behind Speech. I believe you'll hear the voice of Sting in there somewhere. Let's find out.
Thank you.
And that's Eberhard Schoener with Sting and Andy Summers, and a track called Speech Behind Speech, originally released on an album called Video Magic, and also on this reissue that of the combination of that and another album that came out in 1986 to sort of capitalize, I guess, on the Police's fame. You would do the same thing, I'm sure, right? Wouldn't you? Be honest. We're going to hear now an oddball entry in the show. This is not such an oddball song, but I'm going to play a group called the Fibonaccis. Fibonaccis were, I guess, let's call them a post-punk band, post-new wave band, based in L.A., if memory serves. And I'm going to play a track from an EP they released in 1983 that's, you know, maybe if you really stretched, you could call it prog adjacent. But the thing about it, the notable thing about it, especially because it's you know, fairly straight ahead record song, is there's a lot of mellotron on it, which of course is the official prog instrument, if there is any official prog instrument. And it's beautiful. I remember, I mean, I first discovered this many years ago when I first started doing a show here at FMU back in the Stone Age. I did a mellotron special very early on in my career here. I was always a fan of the instrument. And, you know, as a result of my extensive research, I found that the Fibonaccis had used mellotron pretty heavily on this record. And I never forgot that. So I'm going to play something from it. It's an EP called, it's an EP named after the one of the tracks, which is Tumor. So we're going to hear that track, Tumor, from the Fibonaccis. And since it's a short song, I'll go into something else probably after, rather than come right back on mic. But let's see. This is the Fibonaccis. Thank you. And that there is a group called Symphonic Slam. I guess you'd call them sort of a multinational group. The leader of the band was a guy named Timo Laine, the keyboard player, and he was Finnish. And another member of the band, these are the only two members I know offhand, was David Stone, who later played with the band Rainbow, you know, Richie Blackmore's group. Some heavy-handed mid-70s prog there from Symphonic Slam, a track called Universe from self-titled album released in 76, bicentennial kind of thing, although they weren't American, so never mind that. And before that, we heard the Fibonaccis and Tumor from the EP of the same name from, what did I say, 1983, I think. Two songs with heavy Mellotron action going on. The Fibonaccis song is just great. It's really a surprise. Just out of the middle of nowhere, you get this Mellotron choir. I mean, how great is that? We're going to go, where are we going to go now? We're going to go back to Italy, as a matter of fact, and hear a group, hear something recent, something very recent from a group called Ratti, I guess it would be pronounced, R-A-T-T-I. And this is going to be something that my friend Daniel Blumen here alerted me to. Thank you, Daniel. And it's a record that was released just last year, I think, sometime in 2024, an album called Theta, which is available on Bandcamp if you're so inclined. I'd call these guys sort of prog jazz. They're from Bologna. And yes, the group, again, Ratti, R-A-T-T-I.
We'll be right back. What does the equator think?
Yes.
Merci bien.
And music there from a group, a trio called Bugga Booga Up, B-U-G-A space U-P, and it's kind of a super group, of a sort, featuring the late Tom Cora on cello and vocals, and Gigu Chenevier, the drummer from Etron Fu, on drums, and also I forget who the third member is. Christian Kohad, who I believe also played in Etron Fu. Really great group. I didn't even know of their existence till recently. I imagine they just got together to play a few gigs or something like that. But that was something recorded live in France in 1987. It's available on Bandcamp. Booga Up. And the album is called A Quick Morsel of Energy. Really amazing stuff, featuring the late, great Tom Cora. And I have just a few minutes left, so I can just squeeze this in. I believe this is one of my favorite pieces of music ever recorded. Just an incredible piece by Henry Cow, incorporating words from Père Ubu, Alfred Jarret play, Père Ubu. Check it out. Viva Papa Ubu from Henry Cow. Thank you. That's going to do it for me. Quiet down, you. Thanks for listening, folks. Hope to see you next week. Have a great week. You're tuned, as always, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Stashu is next.
Orchestra gra te nasze melodie, więc przybyć się do mnie, że uściśka ciebie. Dalej moja już nie, dalej moja już nie, dalej moja już nie łodoć mnie.
Take it in. Hey, a friend in need is friend indeed. All I wanna be is your friend. You're such a pretty girl. I'm such a helpless boy. Helpless. For every trick in your book, I'd fallen for your magic looks. Girl, you got me, you really got me, right in the palm of your hand.
Oh, can't you understand?
You can count on me for anything, you know what I mean. Girl, you got me, you really got me, I'm your number one fan.
Oh, you know that I am.
Like a diamond, I'm your best friend too. The perfect line. Let's come up with two-part harmony and make music every night. I wanna take you out.
Come on
in. I wanna take you in. Come on in to my helping hands. I just need to be your friend. Come and go,
come and go,
but I'm here to stay.
Please don't.
And I'm so glad you're gonna stay with me and be my very best friend. You know I'm so glad you're gonna stay with me and be my very best friend.
Friend, friend, friend. Friend, friend, friend. Friend, friend, friend. You really need a friend. Friend, friend, friend. I wanna be your friend.
Feel like you're stuck on a loop? Do you ever feel like you're stuck on a loop and it just won't end? But you don't have to repeat yourself. It's okay. You can just keep on moving forward, even if you are stuck in a loop. Who cares? Doesn't mean that you're really stuck in a loop. Well, maybe there's some way out of it. You just have to keep trying, right? Just keep trying. Just keep trying.
You're stuck in the tubes, mistaken for.